As we're going through the Gospel of Mark, we're coming to a passage that deals with children, but it also deals with us. Because sometimes we forget to be like children. We are called to be the children of God. And that doesn't mean that we're just, you know, loved by God and taken care of by God and we have nothing to do. I don't know about you, but me growing up, yeah, as a little kid, you know, you're supposed to obey your mom and dad and go to church, go to Sunday school. As you get a little older, go to school and learn and grow. And then after a while, you get old enough where suddenly now there's responsibility. It might start with clean your room. It might start with take out the trash. We had burn barrels because we grew up on a farm, so all the trash went out in the burn barrel, and we'd burn the trash. Of course, you can't do that nowadays in most places. But and then next thing you know, it's, you know, gather the eggs, it's milk the cows, it's slop the pigs. Then it's going out into the field and disking and plowing. This time of year, my brothers and I would be out early in the morning walking through the bean fields with long poles with a blade at the end, cutting out the weeds and the volunteer corn, because combines back then were a little more fragile than they are nowadays. And we didn't have all the chemicals that they spray on the fields to deal with the weeds like they do today. So we'd be out there from 6 in the morning till just before noon, walking through the bean fields from one end to another, round and round and round till it was all done. And then we would think, boy, I can't wait to grow up and get out and be on my own and not have to do all this. Problem is, when you do grow up and you're suddenly out on your own, you realize, now you got to do everything. You know, it's not what you thought. You know, what do you mean I have to do my own dishes? What do you mean I have to make my own bed and do my own laundry? What do you mean I have to go to work 40 hours a week? What do you mean I have to do, and which is what I used to have to do, a swing shift? What do you mean I have to do that? What do you mean I have to sleep during the day and work all night? Suddenly, looking back to being a little kid, looked more appealing. I think we can all relate to that in some measure. But the thing about being a child is that we're learning. We're like sponges. We're taking in what we're seeing. We're taking in what we're feeling. We're taking in all that people tell us. It starts out with, you know, our mom and our dad. And then after a little while, it's our siblings, maybe our grandparents, extended family, and then eventually off to school. Of course, we're often influenced nowadays, well, have been for many years, by TV and so forth. At school, we learned all kinds of things. Some things not so good, like the first day you come home with a new word that you learned and quickly find out you shouldn't have learned that word. Yeah, we learn the good and the bad. We take it in unless there's somebody to tell us if something's good or something's bad. And oftentimes in our world, what we get, what we take in, is not good. And there may not be anyone there to tell us that it's not good. And so we grow up holding on to and believing and living that which is not good. But that's the point that Jesus is trying to get across to us in this passage. We looked previously in Mark 9, Jesus had a number of things to say about children and about protecting them and not leading them astray. And I'll refer to that again in a few moments. But the point is that God wants us to always be like little children. Now, not foolish, not silly, not rebellious like sometimes we can be as little children, but to be like little children the way God created us to be, and that is to be sponges, to soak in the things of God and to know the truth and be able to live by the truth. You know, children do rely upon mom and dad. Their security relies upon being with someone who loves them. To know right and wrong depends upon what those who love them tell them and guide them along the way. And as children grow up, even as they begin to make more and more decisions, they need to know where the boundaries are. And as those boundaries expand, the support is always there, and the love and the truth and the grace. That's part of growing up and being a family. Well, in Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 13, Jesus has moved on, and it says, people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. First thing to me that stands out in this passage is Jesus' attitude toward children. You know, there's a theology that's been around for centuries, the idea that we're all born sinners, and we're all lost the moment we're born. And so different things have been devised by men to kind of counter that. Although, because it's all man-made, it's useless. You know, if it's not from God, then it has no application whatsoever. It might make us feel a little better, but it doesn't change anything. But the reality is that when we are born, we are sponges, and we begin to take in the things of the world around us. And so for children, God loves little children. Remember that little song, God loves the little children? Yeah. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves little children. It's because that's the way we all start. We start innocent, and we're just these sponges taking in what's around us. Innocent of sin, because we don't know if we do wrong, except first thing we learn is no or don't. But it's not necessarily because of sin, it's because of curiosity, soaking in the things we're supposed to be learning. And so even as adults, you know, we need to hear once in a while, no or don't, because, well, we're thinking or believing the wrong thing and we need to be corrected. Jesus loves children because there's where the potential is. Scripture says God has a plan for each of us. But that doesn't mean we're going to follow that plan. In fact, for most people, they don't follow God's plan for them. God has a plan to bless and not harm. And yet, as we grow older and as we become more rebellious in our sinful nature, we wander from that marvelous plan God has for us. He still wants to bless us. But as we grow and we grow out of being childlike, we begin to turn our backs upon God. But little children, of such is the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus said. Of such is the kingdom of heaven. And please note, at this point in time, there was nothing that anyone had devised to save infants or save little children. That came later as people began to think they knew better than God. But little children are precious. And he loves them and blesses them and cares for them. Yeah, in our sinful world, sometimes children are born to people who shouldn't be their parents. And sometimes they are affected because of birth defects or whatnot. But it doesn't change the fact that God loves them and loves them dearly. Because the purity in a child, that desire to know and to trust and to learn and grow, is what God desires for each and every one of us. So we have an obligation to children. We have an obligation to let them know Jesus. We have an obligation to teach them. As parents, we have the God-given responsibility to raise our children to know God's Word and to know God. Of course, as they get older again, then it's up to them how they're going to choose to follow God or not. But our job is to give them all that we can about God, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit, about themselves, about sin, so that as they grow, they can make proper choices. Because how can they choose that which they do not know, have not been introduced to? In Mark 9, beginning verse 36, remember Jesus had said, he took a little child and had him stand among them. And taking him in his arms, he said to them, whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. See, it's God's desire that each and every child grow up and know him and walk with Him. That's the potential for every child. And our obligation is to help them come to Jesus. And He says, do not hinder them. He was indignant when the disciples said, no, you can't bother Jesus with these little ones. But yet Jesus said, these are precious. Each one of these has potential. Each one of these is created in the image of God. He says, don't hinder them. And sometimes we can. You know, many times parents can say, oh, there's no time to go to Sunday school today. I want to sleep in. Or there's more important things to do than just go to church or Sunday school. There's just other things to do. We're just so busy. We don't have time. It's not that important. But it is important. And sometimes we can just take, you know, it's what's supposed to be religious training and just make it a game and it's not important. And we don't really care how much they learn and how much they retain. And that's hindering them. Our job is to talk about God, to talk about the things of Scripture in real life. Mom and Dad need to have conversations in front of the kids about God and about how life works. So that they hear and they see that Mom and Dad believe. And if you're a single parent still, to talk about it. And just take what you're learning from Scripture and just share it. And say, well, this is what I'm reading and this is what I understand. And allow the children to hear that. So it's not just a lesson, but it's realizing that God's Word impacts real life. Everyday life. Because, you know, we need that, don't we? We need Jesus with us each and every day because it is an evil world. You know, we get caught up on all the fun stuff and all the good stuff, and we think that's the way it always ought to be. But every one of us knows the pain of life. Every one of us knows the uncertainties of life. Every one of us knows about the difficult choices that sometimes we have to make. We all know the dark side of life. And either we've lived in it or we've been touched by it. And only God is the one who can see us through to eternal life. He's the only one that can keep us from being sucked in to the sins and the plans of man that are all led by Satan. And don't forget that. All these things in the world that go against God's word are from Satan. Because people are rejecting God and His authority over them. And what happens to children who don't learn and grow in their knowledge of the Lord? Well, they become part of the lost. And that's why Jesus said, again in Mark chapter 9, if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck. See, causing one to sin is not just a one thing. It's turning a child and the child's life away from God. Causing that child to sin, to chase the things of the world that are wrong. And as far as Jesus is concerned, they deserve death. You know, the one who leads them that way. So it's important to teach our children. But everyone has an obligation personally, from oneself. Jesus said, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. In order to enter into eternity with God, we must receive the kingdom of God. What does that mean, to receive the kingdom of God? Well, it's just like a child. You know, you hold that little baby and you talk to that baby and you cuddle that baby, and that baby begins to learn about love and security and trust. And as time goes on, that baby learns to crawl and to walk. It's learning, it's listening, it's taking in. That's receiving the influence of family. And even then, as a child gets a little older, going to nursery school, preschool, first grade, second grade, whatever, they're taking in what people are giving. Always receiving the input of what they're seeing around them. And children don't have the ability very much to discern what's good or what's bad. And so you need the outside help especially of parents. But for us, too, to receive the kingdom of God is not just to say at one point in time, oh, I believe in Jesus. No, it means to constantly be receiving from God His Word, His truth, the working of the Spirit within us, to learn and to grow as His children, to never outgrow God. Or in other words, you know, one of the problems that we usually have, we start out learning, we're eager to learn about God, but then we, as Christians, can reach our teen years, where we begin to question, and not just question, we're supposed to question, but we begin to doubt and turn away. And that's part of growing up. But the point is, we're to wrestle with the realities of life and how God's Word applies, and then believe God and trust God, rather than rejecting Him and walking away. And so when it comes to our relationship with God, we need to be like a little child. Just soak it in. Soak in what God says so it becomes a part of us. So when we do face the issues of life, when we do face the dark side, when we do face the difficult decisions, when we do face the pain and the sadness, we know who holds our hand and has His arm around us. We know who has the truth and the comfort and the wisdom and the power. And most of all, the marvelous promise. When we take in, receive in what God wants us to receive from Him, we become stronger. We become more faithful. We become more what God wants us to be. Just like a little child growing up. Of course, children don't always grow up to be what mom and dad want them to be, but we endeavor. And it's the same for God. We're not always what God wants us to be, are we? But that's why we need to realize we can never outgrow God, our need for God, our need for His wisdom, His comfort, His help. And so when we relate to God, we need to be like little children. We need to go to His Word and say, Lord, teach me. Give me what I need. And as we're going through life, Lord, help me. You know, I can't do this on my own. Like when I was little and holding my dad's hand, Lord, I need to hold Your hand. Doesn't matter how old I am in this life, Lord, my life is very short, but Yours is eternal. Hold my hand and allow me to keep trusting You. Because you see, if we don't have that relationship with God, we can't enter eternity with Him. If we're not learning and growing from Him, then we're not entering eternity. Now, I know I'm speaking to the choir here, you know, as they say. We all love God and we're learning. That's why we're here. We come to learn. We come to praise God, to walk with Him, to find some renewed strength to face another week as we live and work and play and study His Word and pray and all that we do with God through the week. But we also know many, many people who think they're Christians and think they're going to heaven, but they do not have this relationship with God. He's just kind of out there. And there's no personal relationship. They're not learning from God. They don't see any value in prayer or reading God's Word or even going to church. Yet they have the mistaken idea they're going to heaven. But if Jesus is right, and I believe He is, they're not going to be in eternity. That's something we need to take seriously when we are sharing with family, with friends, with co-workers. We need to keep encouraging them to come to know the Lord more, to be in God's Word, to be going to church and be part of it and participate. Because just saying, I believe, but then living by the world standards will not get us where God wants us to be. We're like children who grow up, but not enough, but enough to rebel. God wants us to grow up, to mature, but to still be His children, to live as His children each and every day. So may we be constantly receiving the kingdom, feeding upon His Word, talking to Him, trusting Him, seeking His advice in everything we do, and all the struggles we go through, and rejoice with Him and thank Him and praise Him for all the good things that go in this life, because there is a lot of good. And we're meant to enjoy them. But I'm convinced that we enjoy the good things so much more, and we endure the bad things so much better when we have that vital relationship with Jesus. And that relationship is possible through reading His Word and praying and trusting and learning from Him. And we grow. How? Oh, that's a mystery. But then how does eating make us grow when we're children? You know, how does exercise make us grow when we're children? Well, you know, there's probably scientific reasons for it, but to me it's still a mystery. But it's how God made things work. And as we grow physically, may we continue to grow spiritually. Right now we're going to sing a song called I Will Follow. And I like how the first line goes. Father, always near, I wait for you here, resting in the love that vanquishes fear. Now that's the relationship we're talking about, knowing that our God is always here. When the Bible uses the word near, it means right here with us. He's not going anywhere. He's right here with us 24/7, wherever you go. Even when you're sleeping, our God is with you. And He wants us to know His love, and to not have fear like the rest of the world. Let us commit to a closer walk with Jesus. Let's stand together, shall we, and sing.